Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Island World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley. And we're leaving the troubles of sub-Saharan Africa, West Africa, literal West Africa. We're moving to the Horn of Africa, where there is a civil war underway in Ethiopia. The report in Ethiopia, however, is also of climate catastrophe. There's a drought, a severe drought. In addition to that, we have the ongoing conflict with the Tigray region, the mountainous region of Ethiopia, and the disapproval of outside powers in Ethiopia. So this is the matter of an update. Gregory, I have one piece of news that's positive. The Ethiopians have resumed using the Boeing 737 MAX that was the source. Mm-hmm. Oh, and they intend to resume using it. It was the source of that plane crash several years back. That's the positive news. The less than positive news is that there's a truce underway, but the Tigrayans do not appear at this point to want to settle this dispute and return back to building a nation of 120 million. What is the status of these so-called truce talks or peace talks?
Well, they're still very much in their nascent stage, but they are beginning to get some traction. The fact that the Ethiopian government has declared an end to the state of emergency and started the process has been very good in some aspects of the Ethiopian economy. Ethiopian bonds have surged on this news, and they are one of the best performing financial instruments in the world today, which is quite interesting. Yes, there are reports of drought and impacting the country, and that's partially due to natural climatic factors and the whole swing which affects the Horn of Africa of the El Nino, La Nina variations as we go forward. So just like Central America gets impacted, so does the Horn of Africa get greatly impacted by these phenomena. The reports coming out of Voice of America, which is now, of course, part of the State Department, tend to be a little misleading. The State Department has a vested interest in ensuring that Ethiopia is continuing to be seen as unstable and a basket case and not responding to the attacks by the Tigray Popular Liberation Front, which is supported by the State Department. So we see some biased reporting there. But the reality is that peace talks are underway, national reconciliation talks are underway, but there is still massive concern among much of the Ethiopian population over the ongoing damage being done by the TPLF and the Oromo Liberation Front. The government is now going to have to address the genocidal warfare and insurgency being conducted by the OLF. And that's difficult for the present government because Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is himself head of an Oromo political movement, which is now the national government. And there are accusations against him that he is reluctant to crack down on the Oromo Liberation Front and the Oromo Liberation Army and its Shire militia groups because he's half Oromo himself. His mother's Oromo and his father's Amhara, or sorry, the other way around. So there are a lot of
we have
convoluted
30 seconds, Gregory, on Ethiopia. Mm. Go ahead.
Yes, so Ethiopia is moving towards stability. Abiy is really back in control. The State Department backed the wrong side with the TPLF Marxist militia, and things are getting back to normal. The question is, what happens from here? Does the U.S. withdraw its support from the TPLF or put it into abeyance so that it can concentrate on things like Ukraine.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Ukraine. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.